Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening and welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I know it.
Who's that?
I'm back. For a little while. What's
hey,
up?
Buddy.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good to see you.
Good seeing you.
I know. I was getting tired of seeing Michael and Leon and Chip. I'm glad you're back.
What do you mean getting tired?
Yeah, uh-huh. I did get tired. I'm with you, Michael. That was
uncalled for.
Insensitive. Yeah.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
I have taken care of him, though. I brought him dinner every week when we were up there.
Really?
You brought me dinner once, and it was awesome.
What did you bring dinner?
Huh?
It was Larry's Giant Subs.
I stopped by Larry's Giant
no
Subs.
No kidding.
Yeah, bought him a big old fat Kong. What did we get, a Kong?
It was a club.
Club. King Kong Club. Yeah. I called him. I said, look, have you eaten yet? Nope. I said, all right, well, I'm going to stop and get a sandwich. You want one? Hell yeah. I said, all right.
Sure, why not?
I'll be daggum. Yeah. You know what, Michael? You're more special than me because I don't know how long we've been doing the show. We have
13 years you and I together now.
You never
it
brought him a sandwich?
Came up on our log the other day.
13 years.
13 years you and I together
okay.
now.
Okay, that would make sense.
Because Michael, there's a good thing about Facebook, you know, the pluses and the minuses of it.
Yeah.
It was really cool because it was actually the first show you and I did together.
Okay.
And my daughter came up that night with me, and it showed it on Facebook of, you know, Kayla posted something that night.
That's amazing.
And, yeah, she was 13 years old. She's 26. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
13 years ago. You and I have been doing it now for 13 years.
Very, very cool. How's fishing?
Sucks. How's the weather? Sucks.
You know, and it was interesting because I did hunt this morning. The really cool week, picked Macy and Kayla, my daughter and my granddaughter, at the airport on Monday morning.
God, she has grown.
Yeah, I haven't seen them since June.
Yep.
So, got me some big old fat hugs at the airport, which was really cool, man. We hadn't seen them, and, you know, it's a military lifestyle, you know. I mean, it is what it is, and God bless all military families because they sacrifice. You know, they really do. And
including the extended family.
That's what I'm saying. You know, the entire family, you know. So anyway, it to be able to spend time with them and we went straight to Georgia, but the weather up there has been like phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, oh my God, 40s, 30s in evenings, you know, 60s, low 70s with a little breeze in the afternoon. And then when we got back, we drove back today and got here around at 3:30. I'm like, holy crap, this is not good. You know what I mean? It was raining.
I put jeans on for the first time Tuesday night.
It was muggy.
It's cold.
Yeah. Oh, it ain't cold.
It was cold. I had a blanket on me for dinner and for sleep.
Oh, a blankie. Your little blankie.
I had my blankie when I was sleeping in a rocking chair.
Sounds very tranquil.
Yeah.
I had a Jaguar blanket, by the way. It was a Jaguar blanket.
Oh, it was? Yes. Well, okay.
Way to represent.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's about what everybody's been doing this year with their Jaguar stuff is sleeping.
Yes. Don't go there.
No, we're not going to. We're not going to do that. But I have not been able to listen to the show the last 2 weeks, seriously. And it, folks that have probably been listening to the show forever know that, I mean, I travel around. Carrie and I get in the truck and
Fancy.
Fancy's got her own back seat. She
does.
She got her own back seat. Mm-hmm. Brutal drive last Thursday from 12 Mile, Indiana to St. Augustine, Florida. And it left it, I mean, literally 8 a.m. on the nose.
Yeah, that's right. You called me.
Yeah.
That's right.
And pulled up in the driveway at 11:30.
How many cups of coffee?
Huh?
How many cups of coffee?
No. Well, leaving, you have cups of coffee. But, I mean, it's honestly, the worst part of that whole thing is Atlanta.
I know.
That's the worst part.
There's no way you could pay me enough money to sit there and go to work in that place every day.
No, there's it's ridiculous.
There's no way.
It's ridiculous. I mean, literally, it's
God
not.
God bless the people that do it.
It's not just downtown Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It's 20 miles outside and
suburbs.
20 miles on the other side. I mean, so. But besides that, you know, it was all good. It was all good. But I haven't done much fishing, and I do miss it.
You're not missing anything. Fish Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Shut down yesterday. Shut down today. Don't got nothing tomorrow.
Because of the weather?
Mm-hmm. Dude, the tide will not drop. It's in the grass the entire day.
Right.
Luckily enough, now here's a funny story. You ready to hear funnies?
Yes, I am.
Funny, when I left the dock on Tuesday, water temperature was 76 degrees in the creeks. Got a phone call today that it was 66.
Oh, I don't doubt that. Yeah.
So, anyhow, we all had a fish, at least for us down here. We fished afternoon tides. We fished all the way, literally, you put the boat on a trailer, and it was dark.
Yeah.
And so...
because we want to fish the...
We want to try to get the outgoing tide. We want the falling tide.
I mean,
I'm not comfortable yet with the incoming tide.
Right.
At least this time of year.
Right.
And... when I tell you I'm cleaning three or four fish, that's what we're cleaning.
Wow. Yeah.
And the trout disappeared because the water turned right back up to 70. Because we had, while you were gone, we had a little not cold weather, but it cleaned up a little bit before the bad nor'easter or the hurricane.
Right.
Before the hurricane. And the trout showed up and it was
all hunky-dory.
Yeah, we're all smiles. I mean,
right.
I don't care. I want to bend rods all day.
I don't
want to have to fish 15 or 18 spots.
Right. I got
for eight
you.
Bites,
yep.
Okay? And that's what we've been doing. And so it was all hunky-dory up to the hurricane. Everything was great. Everything was fine. Hurricane comes. Water just
I don't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
I wasn't here.
Yeah.
Looked like it was something that just moved by really fast.
Overnight, wham, 2 hours, 3 hours, tops.
But we
didn't even
get
notice
some wind.
It.
Yeah, real no, we got wind.
Yep.
I mean, it was blowy.
Okay.
I mean, we had, you know, 40 miles an hour, 45 on the coast, which is
nothing.
Nothing. The rain, right, Michael? There wasn't. They were worried that it might, like, dump a little bit.
Yeah.
But,
it wasn't even anything bad. Like,
no,
it was nothing
bands,
different.
But if there was, let's say, three bands of rain spread out from here to Cocoa Beach.
So it's the media.
Yeah, media hype.
Media hype.
So if you got stuck in one of those bands,
right.
Yes, then you got wet. But, I mean, hell, there was a lot of sun that was out of St. Augustine
okay.
down here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it rained for maybe like 2 hours,
yeah.
2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I'm
in Indiana going, oh, my God, you know, because up there it's like, oh, they're getting ready to get hit by a hurricane. I called Scott, and I'm like, he's like, brother, It's
gorgeous.
It's not, yeah, it's not even.
It's just a normal Tuesday.
It's not even a nor'easter.
It was. Yeah. It was hot as all get out.
Oh, that's what I heard. I heard it was
sticky.
Terribly hot. Yeah.
I mean, air conditioners running like heck. Trying to keep. I mean, it was bad, muggy. Little bit of rain. Just it was wind.
Yeah.
So it shut us down again for about three days. I think it shut us down. For
Which really stinks, because in November, our fishing is so good.
And it was.
I mean,
it was.
You know, and it you just did, you really, you know, like throughout the summertime, you and I do, well, you do way more inshore charters, but you don't look forward to them.
No. Nope.
Because it's so hot, it's so still, even if you're offshore, at least you get somewhat of a breeze.
Right.
But this time of year, you look forward to that late October, November, where seriously, you have, if you're going to buy bait, it's 12 dozen on a four-hour trip.
Oh, you're gonna catch, I'm buying 15 tomorrow, and I got three people.
Yeah.
Because I heard that the trout might pick back up again. They're all little, you know, a lot of little fish. So I know I'm going to have to – I mean, we're still bouncing around.
Yeah.
So I know I'm going to go through them. The pinfish are still wide open.
Man, that should, mangoes
that are
should
still
slow
here.
Down in the 60s.
It should in the 60s. Yeah. I mean, I'm just telling you, when I left Tuesday night, we couldn't dock fish much because the mangoes are tearing us up still. And we caught a few of them. They're little 8-inchers and stuff. Pinfish were bad. What was weird, though, is I haven't found any drum.
Which they were here all summer.
All summer long.
Yeah.
And like you said, yes, I do my best to talk people out, but they say, oh, well, I get seasick if I cross the end of the jetties. No problem. We'll go inshore. But we're not worried about tide. We're going real early in the morning and
right.
Done before noon, you know. So anyhow, Monday, Tuesday was great. You know, just a lot of bended rods, it was so much fun. Rat reds everywhere, all 17
oh,
and a half.
Oh, that's great.
You know,
love
you're
it.
Having a great time, you're high-fiving, woohoo, everything's great.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, hurricane comes, then it cleans up for a day or two, and it got hot and still for 2 days after that storm. Good God, the sand gnats came out and just gnawed us. All day long they were out.
Yeah.
You couldn't go in a creek. They gnawed you out.
And people always think that sand gnats, no-see-ums, whatever you want to call them, are bad in the summertime. It's not even compared to October and November. If you get a warm, still day in October and November, you forget it.
Nope.
Forget it.
Because I caught some finger mullet, so I pulled up to our good buddy Captain Rob Bennett. I was going to give him some. And so I pull up to him, and I see his clients all doing, you know, scratching their head and everything. I said, I got something for you. I got some no-gnat. Hold on 1 second.
Right.
So anyhow, we all sprayed ourselves down with it, but this is at 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
On the main river.
Yeah.
Just think if you got back in a creek. I mean, we met up right in front of Airport
you
Bank
right
there.
You took the anchor in that grass.
Huh? Oh, my gosh. And it was pretty
it
much high falling.
Away.
Oh, yeah, it was high falling. Thank God. You know, I mean, anyhow. So none of us visited the marsh that day.
No.
Stayed on the main river and just whatever we caught because the sand gnats were just eating us up. But anyhow, it was just so much fun, rat reds and all the trout and man, these storms come through now and I mean you should hear us all. It sounded like us in summertime looking for bait. There was five of us on the phone all day whining to one another. What you catch so far? I got a catfish and a stingray. I said cool because I ain't got a bite. And this is 2.5-3 hours
in November,
which
you should be catching minimum of 20 fish. Minimum
what we've been doing. I mean, if you find a redfish. You're going to catch one or two good ones, and then you will not find any more. Then that's your catch for the day. You caught two legal reds. That was it.
Yep. 641-1010, 641-1010. You listen to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank. I'm Captain Kevin Favor. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Favor. If you want to give us a call, 641-1010. If not, then just listen.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey. Speak of Tire Outlet. See the old girl
out
there, baby?
Yeah.
She's looking good.
I did.
Thanks, Sean.
So, I think that Sean or Danny? Oh, Sean handled it?
Sean's the manager over at the Beach Boulevard store. Danny just did all the hookups.
Okay. All right. So, I thought one of the funniest comments, and you know me, I'm not a Facebook guy. I don't get on Facebook. I don't like Facebook.
Me neither.
But, yeah, I mean, but I go on to Outdoor Show because it's my baby, you know. And so I saw the picture of you and this, that, and the other, and there was only one comment. Did you read it?
Uh-huh. I got to talk to Mike.
He said, is that really the guy? That big, burly guy?
That gray-haired guy is really Scotty?
Yeah, that's the voice of that guy?
Yeah, that guy? What the hell do I sound like?
I just laughed.
I did, too. And I was going to comment against Mike, too, but I left it alone.
Oh,
I appreciate it. I guess I'm a lot younger than what you think.
It's not young. It has nothing to do with being young. Oh, goodness.
Kathy always tells me all the time, you need to color that thing.
So,
but Christmas is right around the corner.
Forecast.
I make a lot of money.
You color what?
Color my beard. But I make a lot of money this time of year.
No, dude.
For Santa
Claus.
Hey,
look, we work hard. We work hard for gray hair.
Hell yeah.
Okay?
Gray hair is cool. I think
gray
hair
is cool. I'm with you, Michael. Yeah. Like, gray hair is cool.
I make extra money this time of year for Santa Claus.
That'd be awesome. My wife and I, we've had this argument already because I get like one gray hair every once in a while. I'm 23, but like whatever. I don't mind it at all. And she's like, no, we got to fix that. I'm like, nah. Nah, let this come in. If it's gray, let it come in. I don't care. Yeah.
Let it roll.
I dig it.
I have no problems with it at all.
Because look, I don't care who you are. When you look in the mirror, sometimes you're like, oh, I don't really see it. But then when somebody takes a picture of you, and you're like, holy crap!
No, I don't see much pictures myself, but after I took that picture and all and put it on the way, I went, damn.
Yeah.
Pretty freaking gray.
I got my first gray hair, and I thought I was wise beyond
stud.
My years. I thought all of a sudden I just had all this wisdom just come over
That's
me.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Kind of like, I got grandfather statues now. I got the wisdom of my grandfather now walking around. I got one gray hair.
All right, real quick.
Why?
Forecast.
Why?
Friday, northeast.
Blow.
10 to 15, 4 to 6. Saturday, northeast 10 to 15, 4 to 6. Sunday, northeast 10, 4 to 6. But, man, that's a pretty day to fish. Huh. Northeast at 10?
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful day to inshore fish. Monday, north 5 to 10, mm-hmm. 3 to 5. Tuesday, northeast 10 to 15. So, I would say typical for this time of year, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
No.
Nobody's going offshore.
No. Nobody's going offshore.
You
we'll
know?
Talk about that later because I feel bad. There was a tournament this week and it's not going to happen.
Northeast Florida Barn Association? Mm-hmm.
El Pescado Grande.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Got postponed.
Well, I mean,
Dream's like 15 foot.
Huh?
The Gulfstream's like 15 foot.
Yeah. No, thank you. Yeah.
Stream running to the north with a wind coming down from the north.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm out.
Yeah. No, thank
but
you.
But no, I've had some good report. I mean, they did go out last week, and they went out one or 2 days, and they were just, it was on Tuesday, and they were just searching.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're there.
What's there?
Selfish.
It's that time of year,
correct?
One boat
had like 17 tunas and had a couple, 3 sails and like 11 mahis.
Oh, my gosh. They catch a mahi still?
Mm-hmm. That's what they all said. Whoa, mahis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I get the sailfish. I get the tuna.
Yep.
Yep.
And it was a couple boats. I mean, that kind of catch was just boats that were straight up trolling, but there was a lot of boats that were just pulling nothing but dredges and stuff, just seeing what was out there. And they said it was crazy, dude, the mahis that were climbing on the dredges.
Okay. I can understand all that, but I'm putting something out to catch the mahis.
Yeah, well, that's
you know, I know they're pre-fishing and trying to see sails.
Folks, usually what these guys are trying to do is they're jumping around at different numbers, looking at water temp, looking at color changes, just seeing what's around.
Right.
And most of the fish and most of the bite was in that 170 to 180.
Yeah.
That's where they found them at, where they found the pretty colors. They said the crickets out there were incredible everywhere.
Crickets.
Crickets are baby flying fish that you see.
Okay.
They're like 3 inches long.
Right.
And they were like landing in everybody's butt. I mean, they said it was insane, the amount of bait that was out
there. I've never heard that.
Yeah, we call them crickets.
Huh.
Because they're just little tiny baby flying fish.
Right.
But they're just flying into boats and stuff because it's so rough. It was like, I mean, a pretty day, but it was 4 to 6 still out.
Oh.
You know, in big boats.
Yeah.
And, oh, my gosh. I mean, they postponed it now until the first week in December, I think. I think it's December 2nd through the 5th. But anyhow, dude, the battle wagons that were sitting in Comanche Cove.
Oh, I
stuff.
Bet it was beautiful.
Oh my gosh, I commented one of the guys.
So explain to people El Pescado.
El Pescado Grande.
What?
It's a big tournament. Money tournament. I mean, for this area,
it's a billfish tournament.
It's
basically
just a billfish only. It used to be we call them meat tournaments, where they would have point standings for, you know, fish of the day, a mahi, but they would still, every day you could weigh in mahis, tunas, wahoos,
right,
blah, 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 whatever, and then they would pick a fish. You get to fit, the tournament's a four-day tournament with 2 days of fishing.
Okay.
So you pick whatever 2 days you want to fish in those 4 days, and you go. At the time, blue marlin were, release was 200 points, sailfish like 100, white marlin was 100, and then...
Have you ever caught a white marlin here?
Not here.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Not here.
Yeah.
It was just one of those rarities for the guys that, you know...
Right.
A long run. And then your points on your, we'll call them meat fish, your points based on meat fish was the weight of the meat fish.
Okay.
You know, like a mahi, you couldn't bring... He had to be over 20 pounds.
Right.
Wahoo, same thing, over 20. Kingfish, over 20 or 15. Tunas over 10, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Stuff like that.
So you got a point per pound.
Then you point per pound on those. And there was some guys that would clear the board on meat fish division and actually, without catching a billfish, could possibly
win
the tournament overall.
Right.
Well, now they changed it to strictly just, it's a billfish tournament. There's no...
Oh, really?
There's no meat in it at all. It's blue marlin and sailfish.
Okay.
And because they used to hold this in the springtime, and now they moved it to when the sailfish run is in November.
But I think the meat thing brings a different aspect to it.
Well, it brings a different aspect to where...
You got
to
make a choice.
Yeah. Well, this is our good friend of ours, Jeffrey Crabtree. He actually brought it back. It hasn't been fished in a few years.
What?
The El Pescado Grande.
Oh, okay.
It hasn't
okay.
been fished in a few years.
Okay.
And he actually brought it back this year, and they just said, hey, let's just try it now. So this was a big boat tournament, and he brought it back, and they were just going to see where they went with the sailfish and
marlin
okay. action and stuff. I mean, this is not usually the time of year for our marlins. It's usually
I was gonna
March
ask
and
you,
April.
Look, I'm going to be the first. I don't know anything about fishing out there.
No,
that's why
usually,
I'm asking you all these questions.
March and April.
So, but I would have to assume that the blue marlin bite is March, April, and May.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Same time around state.
With the dolphin
with
here.
With the mahis.
Yeah, because blue marlin eat dolphin.
Most of these guys are around the sails because, see, if you remember, this time last year, well, coming up, because I looked at my records, because I jotted it down, it was in the middle of December last year, is when the free spool came in with 48 releases, and they were all fishing down off of New. Remember when Ryan came
Absolutely.
In with the flags flying?
Yep.
I think I sent you pictures of it,
yep.
or if you weren't here.
They were tearing their shirts up and stuff.
Oh, yeah, just to fly the flags.
Right.
I think he had 48 releases and 60 hookups. And,
right.
I mean, something stupid, you know, in one day. I mean, incredible bill fishing. So that was the whole idea, was trying to fit it around.
Okay. Oh,
just
I got
to have
you.
A fun time sail fishing and
right.
stuff like that. And
right.
not and not. But unfortunately, of course, with the nor'easter, the hurricane, blah, blah, and we had a bunch of junky weather.
Yep.
So they ended up postponing it. So, but it is, I mean, when that tournament comes back around, folks, when I was running charters earlier in the week, all these big boats are coming in, and dude, they're all 72-foot Vikings, air-conditioned wheelhouses. I mean, just. Multi-million dollar rigs. I mean, just.
They're so beautiful.
Just gorgeous. I mean, paint jobs and just watching the crews work.
Yeah.
Preparing and stuff like that, and all their dredge rods and all that. Talking to them in the mornings and stuff, and in the afternoons when I get back.
It's a big boy game.
This is, I mean, their boats all up and down the East Coast that were here, that were coming down here to fish it.
Whether you think they're going to have 40 boats?
Yeah, I think that's what they said
yeah.
they had.
Okay.
But, oh, my gosh. I mean, bad for us because there was no sparks for us to pull in to pick up our charters. We literally nosed up to the dock and just prayed going, oh, my God, do I need to call the insurance company because somebody's going to trip over my trolling motor and eat it? And I was going, ooh. Anyhow, but, oh, my gosh, the rigs that were tied up to the dock. I mean, millions.
Did you? I know you. Mm-hmm. So you love to chit-chat.
Oh, I walked on a couple of them.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where were they from?
One was from the one. Well, it's hard. There was a couple of them that, of course, that come out of New Smyrna.
Okay.
The really that travel all over.
Right.
The world do nothing but the Lord I and all them that come out of New Smyrna's and
right.
And I mean, you know, there was one there that was 84 foot.
Hoo hoo. 84.
Three fishing decks.
Wow.
Stacked up. Rods, dude. I mean,
what kind of make is it?
It was a custom built Spencer.
It was, oh my gosh.
It's huge.
84.
84 foot. She took up the whole fuel dock.
No doubt she took up the whole fuel dock.
The only boat that could get in there was a daggum little Comanche Cove little
dinghy. The Carolina skiff. Wow.
That's
fun.
The exhaust holes like in the back of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we're like 3 foot in diameter.
Yeah.
Freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Listen to what, anyhow. So I didn't get to get on. I didn't get on that boat, but I got on. I got on two different Vikings. One a 60, and then the other one was a 72.
Yeah. So
and
I
looked around.
Money's not an object.
Nah.
No.
Their tackle is more than what our boats cost.
Absolutely, it is. Yeah.
You should see the sailfish rod, but dude, I mean, you think we're like all like kingfished up kind of thing?
Yeah.
I mean, they're sailfishing with the same stuff we kingfish with. There's no difference.
Right.
But, man, they've got two-speed Talica. I mean, everything is, I mean, just the reels are $400.
Yeah.
You know, at the least.
At least.
No,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying, at the least.
Yeah.
$400 for just the reel.
Yeah.
And they have.
I would think more.
They have 16 of them, you know.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And I was like, whoa. All the mates are, you know, I mean, they literally brought out their line winders and stuff like you would go into Strike Zone or Avid Angler, and they got their big line
yeah.
machines. They're sitting right there with their 5 pound spools, spooling all the rods.
Huh. So you reckon they do it every tournament?
Uh-huh. Yep. Pull them off.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Stretch. Depending on how many fit and what they catch and how they do it and all that kind of stuff, they lose. I mean.
Yeah.
They put.
It's kind of ridiculous, don't you think?
Dude, you know how much that money? You know how much it was to sign up for the tournament?
I have no idea.
$12,000 just to sign up. That doesn't count the mates bets, the side bets, the Calcuttas. You're talking winning. You're talking about winning $150,000.
Yeah, but that's
it's chump change. I'm not saying that to these guys.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you, it ain't about the money. All these guys don't need the money.
No.
This is talking about prestige. This is walking away going, huh.
Yeah.
You know, just like fishing the White Marlin Open and stuff like that up there.
I know. I get it.
You know, there's 150 boats. You just want to walk away from there.
It's a totally different mindset.
Yep. It's not like us about congratulations on your 50-pound kingfish.
Right.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They want 64 releases in one day.
Right.
They want to be noted for, you know, just like what I just talked about. You know?
Yeah.
That boat will always be known for 48 releases until it gets broken.
Right. 641-1010. That's amazing. Give us a call. Right here on the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Again, if not, then you're just listening to myself, Captain Kevin Faber, Captain Scott Shank. We'll be right back on 1010 XL.
The Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank,
finally with your
sitting
co-host,
in with my good buddy, yeah. Captain Kevin Faber, which I truly have, buddy.
Long-time listener, first-time caller?
Yeah, first-time caller. I have missed you, though. But, hey. I'll give it to – well, we can bring him up because I'll just fill his head a little bit more.
Okay.
But Captain Chip Wingo did help me out really well, and Captain Leon Dana did the same thing.
Yeah, so it's a team. It's a team effort.
It was a team effort, and the boys stepped up and
made it to the studio.
Helped the brother out.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, I hear you.
What? What?
You're like,
what did I say that was bad? Huh?
I heard the first part today on the show. I listened. When you're like, I'm tired of looking at them. So
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. Whenever.
What did we do?
No, whenever you came on, I said, thank God you're back, because I was tired of looking at the other two.
Good point, Chip. I missed that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
No problem.
Yeah. I still love you.
Hey, Scotty, yeah. I used to love those tournaments, and I listened to you talking about the line winders. We had to do it the old way back then.
Yep. Put in a 5-gallon bucket and keep cranking until your arm fell off.
Fill it with water and keep cranking. But every rod, every reel, rather, that caught a fish, we replaced the line that night.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
Oh, no. No.
Nope.
Every hook was resharpened.
Yep.
We fished the BBC tournaments. We fished the sailfish tournaments down in Palm Beach in Miami. And they were fishing. We're fishing for big money. And there's, you know, you're not going to take a chance of any failure due to tackle. So, you know,
and there's
it's
usually,
expensive.
Yeah. And Chippa, there's usually, you know, your mate class still ran on there. Meaning, you know, at the time when I was younger, when I was messing with all that, I wasn't allowed to do any of that. It was first mate's job because he knew exactly how that reel was going to get spooled, you know, how you bring the line back across and then you make a real quick little jump to make that crisscross pattern. But it wasn't a job for anybody because that was first mate's responsibility was to make sure them reels were ready to go.
Okay, all right. So are they 30 wides?
Yeah. Big and, fish reels.
No, I'm just asking, 30 wides with what pound test?
Oh, light, 30 or 40-pound test.
Okay, so a 30-wide with, let's just say, 40-pound test holds how much line?
500-600 yards.
And you catch a sailfish on that, he's going to take out...
Depends on what happens. Depend on how many you hook up and what the cap wants you to do. Sometimes it's open that bail up. I mean, just throw it in free spool and let him get away from the boat because he's going after the two that are closer.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, worst case scenario, you got maybe 400 yards out, 300 yards out.
Worst case scenario. For the most part, it's 150 yards.
Right, Chip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the most part, when you're fighting a fish, a sailfish on a 30 wide, it's 150 yards.
Yeah.
So you're just dumping another 400 yards of line, 350 yards of line?
No. I mean, I know that we would cut them off. We do what we do with our kingfish reels. We strip them all the way down and basically call it the backing.
Yep, yep,
and just blood knot and then just come back on with like 200 yards.
That was my question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just taking off the top layer.
Right. Okay.
A little bit better than half the spool, and we retie.
That makes way more sense to me than
now, if it was a marlin bite, that reel got dumped.
Well, that's a totally different situation.
Yeah.
An 800-pound or 400-pound fish.
I mean, they're sailfish.
But,
so,
I mean, a damn sailfish weighs 40 pounds.
Right. Right.
You know,
yeah, we used spinning reels for our sailfish rig.
Okay.
You know, we were using bait runners because they were the hottest thing back then.
Right.
You know, because you had the free spool. You could leave it in free spool. You know, had that little clicker on it. And you could flip it on, and they'd take it. And all you had to do was click it in gear and using the circle hooks. But I mean, rigging the dredge baits, you know, rigging all your baits up. They had to be perfect. If one, you know, you put a bait out and it didn't look perfect, it got chunked, you know, pulled in, thrown in the trash, you know, change the baits out constantly.
You guys sound like Schulte.
Well,
who fishes with me in kingfish tournaments.
Well, the funny thing is, and
he's so flippin' anal.
Well, this
awesome.
Was way back when you didn't have what you have now, meaning with the, it's basically a piece of wire.
Uh-huh.
It's basically like rigging a ballyhoo, but without a hook in it. Okay, so
you're talking about the dredge?
No. All your hook baits.
Okay.
They're basically where before there wasn't anything about circle hooks.
Right.
You know, when me and Chip were young, and it was, you know, the old 9-0 hook, and you wrapped it, and you put your little skirt on or whatever.
Right.
And here you go.
Right.
And so now it's basically
chin weighted,
but there's no hooks in them yet. Yes, it's just a wire with a loop eye that's basically almost has like a rubber band effect to the center of it.
That's the way they fish for them in Costa Rica.
Right, and you just put the circle hook through them, and I mean, the bait's ready to fish instantaneously.
Right.
But it requires a bunch of deboning and you know, and you got 100, 150 baits rigged every day.
Yep. Hey, Chip, inshore fishing right now, are we getting – Are we getting to that point where the flats boats have the advantage over the bay boats?
I don't think so. Not yet. I know Leon fished the backwater today. And he fished a couple deeper spots, but I think he had three legal fish. Right now it's when I'm going to, like, I have one in the morning. We're going to go after trout. I am going to stop at some places and look for some black drum because I know they're here. There's sheep set around, but no, I don't think so.
We're not doing the deep holes in the creeks, low tide, you know, where, again, Scott and I, we can't get back there on an outgoing tide. We can ease in there on an incoming tide because we know if we get stuck, we can get out of there.
Well, everybody I've talked to said the better trout bite's been on the last of the incoming, first of the outgoing anyway. And get good bites on redfish on the grass lines too. You know, when Leon and I talk, Leon loves to fish low water. I like to fish high water too. I love fishing high water because I can get places I normally can't. And there's a lot of fish working the grass. Plus there's a big mullet run going on again.
You mentioned that earlier, Scott. You said something about catching mullet this week.
It was incredible.
Really?
On Tuesday, my little favorite little flounder dock, Chippy.
Yeah.
The messing with Leon dock. I pulled up against the shoreline right there. Opened that net one time. Wish the heck I didn't. Couldn't lift it in the boat.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Good. I mean, like.
Pretty ones.
Pretty ones. No
like
kidding.
2 to 4 inches. You had enough to flounder fish, mangrove fish. You had enough then to redfish with. Whatever
you
want.
This is a stupid question. Is there any jacks around?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah. I caught a couple.
Wow.
Some ladyfish. Little ladyfish, too.
Right.
Little cuties. But yeah. No, we're still everything's still around. At least last day I fished, Tuesday there was.
Interesting.
Yeah, the water temperatures are hitting 70 degrees now too.
Yep. Yeah. Captain Guy Spears told me it was 66 today.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. It's going to be a little rainy and breezy, but this kid I have tomorrow, Jackson Schulte, he comes in town like twice a year from Chicago. Always get to fish with him by himself, and he's awesome. He'll fish through a hurricane. And he loves to fish. So I'm looking
How old
forward
is he?
To it. He's 15 or 16 now. So he's young. But, I mean, I say kid, you know. Of course, I'm getting older. Everybody's a kid now. But
Well, he is a kid.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's hardcore. We fished one day, and the temperature dropped, and it was raining, and he had shorts and a hoodie on. And I'm looking at him, and I've got foul weather gear on, and he's like, let's keep going. And I'm like, golly, okay.
Yeah.
You know, and did well. And we always have a good, him and I always do well, so I'm sure tomorrow will be good. He's tenacious. I mean, he just doesn't stop.
Not specifically, where are you going? I mean, are you fishing Palm Valley? You fishing Jack's
Beach?
Yeah, I'm
fishing Palm Valley. I'm going to fish
And you're going at Palm Valley South?
Yeah. No, Palm Valley North.
I'm okay.
North tomorrow. I mean, I know the trout are here. You know, this is the time of year I usually catch nice snook with that 70-degree water temperature. So
yep, trout just show back up.
And, you know, there's some nice flounder down in there. There's black drum. There are sheep set around, too. So, you know, we'll throw artificials. We'll throw bait. We'll just go after it hard and see what works. And, you know, it'll be
fun.
There
ain't no tie. Get ready for it.
That's fine. Well, there's never really, you know, when you fish the valley, it never flows really hard.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
To begin with.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
It's a matter of fishing structure and spots.
Yep.
You know, there's some roll down edges, there's some structure and things of that nature, and you just go from one spot to another, to another, to another. And if you find fish on a spot, you work it for a little while. And, you know, if the bite stops, you switch bait, maybe see if there's something, you know, because sometimes they'll stop eating one thing and start eating something else. And, you know, you just got to work it. And it's fun that way, you know, because you're running and gunning. But when you have one person on the boat, it's like
it's heaven. A beautiful thing,
it
isn't
is, it?
It
is.
Yes,
it's,
it is.
Because that was, you know, I don't mind, but I don't care that the tide is a high tide. But dang, if it was only clean and not, I could have caught. I could still catch trout all along the main shoreline.
Right.
I have no problem with that.
Right.
But it just went to
nothing.
Nothing.
All right, Chip. Thanks, buddy.
All right,
see
guys.
You this weekend.
See you.
Bye.
Yep. Yep. Bye. You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast on 1010 XL with Captain Scott Chank. I'm Captain Kevin Favor. We got one more small segment
to
go.
Believe.
Yeah.
It's already flown by?
Yeah.
I've talked too much.
You have. We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank. Captain Kevin Favor, 1010XL, Thursday nights from 8 to 9.
8 to 9 this time of year is late, bro.
I'm about usually asleep here. The rest of the week, I'm usually asleep.
Well, I mean, it's pitch black by 6.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel so much like my grandfather, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
day,
yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Grandpa came home from work, and you were there, and dinner was already on the table, and at 5:30 you're going, well, I'm going to be hungry as hell another couple of hours. What
yeah,
do?
Yeah. Well, I've been in deer hunting mode.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, you literally get up at 5:15 every morning.
Right.
You know, I mean, so, and I'm not boo-hooing here because I'm enjoying it. I'm having a great time. I mean, dude, at 8:30, I'm done. I'm done. I'm going to bed.
Yep.
You know, I'm like,
but then it really sucks because at 1 o'clock I'm up till about 3.
No. That's not. Right. That's not
got,
me at all.
What do we got? We got Harold.
You got Harold.
Tell me that.
Harold.
Good evening, fellas.
What's up, buddy?
What's happening?
Good evening, fellas. Hey, I just wanted to touch on the water temp. It's been. Since last Friday when I was out, I was getting like 76, 77 degrees. And I just heard y'all briefly touch on 70s. Like, I didn't know if y'all meant in the 70s or like lower 70s. Like, and then I heard you say something about 60s. And I'm going, ooh, where'd that come from?
Captain Guy Spears, I talked to him today. He told me it was 66 in Robinson.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm looking to harvest some oysters, you know, and I usually like that 70-degree, you know, that's kind of my threshold. And but like I said, last Friday it was 76 on my bottom.
Here, I have a question for you on harvesting oysters. So when you say you like to see it at 70,
yep.
Is that a sustained 70 for like 2 weeks? I mean, it can't just drop down to 70 and you're like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah, let's go because the algae is still there, the bacteria.
Right,
there.
I'm just curious.
A good week for me personally. I mean, I've seen a lot of people October 1st going, you know, when we were still in the 84 range. I'm like, for me, not personally, I don't want to take that chance. I've never been sick and I don't want to get sick. So.
Right. I've never been sick.
One time, and I haven't touched an oyster since. That was the worst.
Man.
You know what I've ever had in my entire life.
I don't want to be in Scott's shoes.
Throwing them back up? Oh, my God, it was the worst feeling.
Or his pants or anywhere else.
No.
But
yeah.
The other thing, too, the other reason why I ask is I got my stone crab traps out, too, and I like to see that water temperature. They usually seem to get a little more plentiful when the water's chilled down a little bit, you know, so.
Yeah, I got you. All right, brother, we got to run. Appreciate it. That's cool stuff.
Calls in a squeak.
Yep. So
spend more time on the first, second section.
I've always felt like for me, oysters St. Augustine was 62, 63.
Dude, if I go, I want to have two jackets on and long johns on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We need to talk about this in another show of where you can legally. Harvest oysters because you can't just get out of the boat
and start
harvesting oysters.
If you go, we'll get everything squared up next week and I'll tell everybody
because
how you
it's getting
do
to
it.
Be that time of year.
It is
when you
and
can
there
go
is,
harvest
folks,
oysters.
There is. I mean, if you don't get them in the right place, one, it's a heck of a ticket,
right?
And two, you are risking yourself in getting sick.
Yes, and there are leases. There's oyster leases out there that you're not allowed to be in.
I'll have all that information next week that you go online, and every two or three days there's an update.
Yep. And, folks, for the Nimnik Outdoor Show, coming up Saturday, we are at Hagen Ace in Yulee, new store.
You're going to the new store?
Yeah, we're going to the new store.
You dogs.
Yeah. So, man, they've got all kinds of stuff going on, too. So come see us. I mean, if you're from around Yulee, or if you're not, if you got nothing else to do on Saturday morning.
Dang, I mean, got a charter, I'd go.
From St. Augustine, that's a poke. You know what I mean?
It's like an hour and 15 minutes. You got to get up like way early.
Way early. Yeah. But I'm leaving from Yulee to go to Georgia, so I'll be all right.
Whatever. Well,
that's a good trip.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know what I mean?
45 minutes.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. So I mean, it's I'm that much closer, you know.
So Harry's going to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning? Let me know how that works.
No, the grandbaby's in town.
Oh, I didn't know that. Grandbaby's just staying?
Huh? What do you mean?
She's
you
staying?
Just, yeah.
I know, but I thought they were going back home.
Friday, next Friday.
We got Thanksgiving.
I thought it was this Friday.
Yeah, dude, you just been downstairs playing with Macy for an hour.
I know, but we were playing dolls. I was a little busy.
Michael, he's not lying.
I'm not lying. Yeah,
I have a question for y'all, though,
yes.
On a different subject. Since Thanksgiving is this Thursday, and we won't see each other till after Thanksgiving, what is y'all's favorite Thanksgiving dish like that y'all serve, whether it's the turkey or cranberry sauce or, you know?
String bean casserole all day.
Okay.
My wife makes creamed peas.
Really?
That are just like... Oh my God!
You ever been
that.
To
done that? Good call, Mike.
You ever been to Bistro Chicken?
Okay, Bistro Chicken, and
peas.
Then there used to be the Homestead,
right?
Yeah,
which is Nathan Stewart owns it.
And which that's the cream peas.
Really?
Stop!
Amazing.
Stop!
Really?
I love string bean casserole.
I'll make myself sick on them.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm a sweet potato casserole guy myself.
And it's only once a year. Carrie's homemade pecan pie?
Oh, yes. Oh, by all
Stop.
Means. Sugar. Oh, yeah. Diabetes
Stop.
Is
yeah.
going to weigh over. Yeah. I'm in the sweet potato. I mean, in the pecan pie.
Michael, we'll talk to you. We'll have you in 2 weeks, bro.
Happy Turkey Day, buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
y'all
Thanksgiving,
have a great,
y'all.
Yep, great weekend. And like I said, make sure for the Nimnik Outdoor Show on Saturday, 7 to 10 at the Hagen Ace in Yulee.
And we won't see y'all next week, but we'll see y'all the following.
Yep, absolutely.
Welcome into December. See ya.